This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the United States is willing to hold unconditional talks with Iran to ease tensions between the two countries, but Tehran held out little hope for new negotiations. VOA's Michael Bowman.
For its part, Iran continues to downplay the likelihood of a dialogue with the United States so long as the Trump administration's pressure campaign against the Islamic nation continues. In an interview aired on ABC's This Week program, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said President Donald Trump's way of doing things may work in a real estate market, but it does not work in dealing with Iran.
I've said it before, threats against Iran never work. Never threaten an Iranian. Try respect. That may work.
The foreign minister said he likes to keep President Trump guessing about what Iran may or may not do, but stressed that Tehran will not be deterred from operating in the Persian Gulf. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
In Khartoum, explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard early Monday as Sudanese security forces moved on the site of a sit-in protest outside the defense ministry. The Reuters news agency reports that a medical association affiliated with the protesters said at least one person has been killed and several injured as the government troops attempt to disperse the protest in central Khartoum. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said Washington does not need to restore the large-scale joint military exercises that the United States and South Korea suspended last year amid diplomatic negotiations with North Korea. The acting defense secretary said he had based his assessment on talks with military leaders, including the top U.S. military general, the commander of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, and the top general on the Korean Peninsula.